I will call to attention the meeting of the Olympia Public Infrastructure District Number 1. It is Tuesday, December 19th, 2023, and it is 10:08 a.m. I'm Victoria Carlton, District Counsel for the PID. This is Jennifer Gowans with Snow Jensen and Reese. And then if you guys would like to introduce yourselves on Zoom.
Ryan Button, the board chair.
Kirk Young, the board clerk or district clerk.
Shelby Clymer, District Accountant.
Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen.
Thank you. All right, we'll get into the agenda. This first preliminary action items or consent agenda is to approve the minutes of the board meetings held on July 31st and on November 30th, 2023. Is that right, Jennifer?
To just do November 30th.
Okay. Oh, July 31st is what we needed. Is that what was posted?
That's what needs to be signed off on.
Did we post this to the public
No,
notice
I don't
website?
think so.
Okay.
I thought our
So
previous meeting we approved the July minutes.
yeah, that's what I thought too.
the only minutes that we have still pending to approve is July 31st. Last time we approved the July 26th, but on our public notice, we accidentally included July 26th again. So today we're just going to approve the November 30th, 2023 minutes. And then next time we meet, I'll remember to include those 26 meetings so we can get them approved as well. So that's my bad on that. But if there's no questions on that, I'll take a motion to approve those minutes if you guys had an opportunity to look at those. Jennifer sent them around yesterday.
Yes, we've reviewed them. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the November 30th, 2023 meeting.
Thank
I'll
you, Ryan.
second.
Thank you, Kirk. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. This next section will open the public hearing. And do we need to make a motion for that, Michael, to
Yes.
enter into the public hearing? Okay.
Yes.
Would somebody like to make the motion to enter into the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Thank you, Kirk.
So I'll second that.
Thank you, Ryan. Sorry. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. And then I'll just check to make sure in our public here, and will you check on Zoom as well?
Yeah.
There's nobody out there in our lobby and nobody on Zoom. So are there any Michael, what do you typically do when we enter into the public hearing? Do we talk about questions or
Yeah, typically you'll do what you just did, double check there's no public, and then turn time over to Shelby to go through the budget, let them ask questions, close with the motion, and then take the resolution. I'm sending the budget now to you guys. So you're right,
you
Ryan, it
want
was the simple budget.
actually no, Shelby. So we'll just turn the time over to Shelby. Thank you, Michael. I haven't
Yep,
done a
no
public
problem.
hearing this year, so I'm a little bit off.
Okay, and thanks, Michael, for sending this on. So just pulled it up on the screen. This is the budget that we have for 2024. Again, unchanged from what we reviewed at the November meeting, but happy to answer any additional questions from the board.
Any questions?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
All right, if there's no questions and nobody from the public here, would somebody like to make a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll
Thank
second
you.
that.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Kirk. All those in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Next are the action items, and this is to consider adoption of Resolution 2023-06. Do you want to pull that up on the screen so we can just have it up there, Jennifer? And this is adopting the final budget.
Which
I was just waiting for. Oh,
budget
I can't.
resolution?
I missed what they're doing.
Maybe just, yeah, open it.
So. Solution?
Yeah.
So weird.
All right, this is the budget resolution approving the budget that Shelby just discussed. Are there any questions about this?
No.
No.
All right. Would somebody like to make the motion?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2023-06.
I'll second.
Thank you, Kirk. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then I'm not sure if this got circulated, but did you have an engagement agreement, Shelby, that?
Yeah, I apologize. It doesn't look like I had circulated that either. So I guess my head was not in the game. I apologize. So Ryan and Kirk, we were just asking the board to renew our MSA and SOW that you would have approved, I think, back in, I guess probably earlier this year. So same format, we have an updated rates table, though, you know, we'll just kind of continue to work within that budget and, you know, really ramp up once the bonds are issued. So I will circulate that after this meeting. We have a contract system that's similar to DocuSign that we would send that to Ryan if approved. But happy to answer any questions. And again, apologies that I didn't have this to you.
No, you're good. If you'll just send that out and we get have a chance to review that, or do we need to approve something now? But
I guess you know, if Michael and Victoria are comfortable, perhaps you could approve kind of subject to your review and then still authorize you to execute it, or we can push it to the next meeting if that would be more comfortable for you.
That would be my suggestion as well. Either we table it for the next meeting or we approve subject to the board. Yep, the board being good with those terms and conditions.
I don't want to hold up getting anyone paid or anything. I think I'm okay with the approval, but I do want an opportunity to review it prior to just saying it's approved without seeing it. So does that work okay?
Yep.
Yeah, just make the motion, Ryan, when you make it, that you guys are going to review and that you would execute upon your approval as the chair. That way it gives you guys, if Doug wants to see it, but it lets you two go through it. Then if you agree, then you sign it. As long as you say that in the motion, you're good.
Okay. Are you good if I make a motion?
Yep.
You can correct me if I do this wrong. So I'll make a motion to approve action item 2, the CLA engagement agreement, and authorize the chair, myself, to sign it subject to my review and approval of the forthcoming agreement.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Kirk. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. And then this next administrative non-action items, this is just a reminder about those board documents. I think we have everything from Ryan now. Except for, have you sent us over the oaths of office or the ethics and conflicts disclosure? Just no, the training.
I owe you those three things in parentheses, which are all printed and sitting on my desk. So I'm going to try and get those done today and tomorrow for my stuff. We've got to work with Doug on his.
No, I'll work on getting mine. And then I'm partway through the training now. And Ryan's completed that. So I was
going to say, Kirk, you're kind of a slacker on the training.
I know.
It's super fun.
I had it open this morning, though, before the meeting. I'm like 38% done.
And then, yeah, if you guys can work on Doug's.
Yeah, we'll get him in. We'll set it up on the TV and let him be educated.
Perfect.
And then this next item, I noticed, Michael, that you've been actually doing a training in some of these on the open and public meetings. Would you like to maybe talk a little bit and share some of what you've been sharing with the other groups? I just felt like it was really good.
Sure. So you guys, every year you have to go through open and public meetings training. So state auditor requires it. It's something the outside auditors will review to make sure that we've done it. So it takes about 5 minutes. I'll just give you the quick nutshell. So everything the PID does officially has to be in a public setting, right? So that way, if anybody wants to review, they can come in, they can see, they can participate, all of those kind of things. PIDs are unique because you guys also are the developers, but you also sit on the board of the PID. So just remember, it's only PID business that you have to have the meeting for. You guys can talk about the development, you can talk about infrastructure, you can talk about all that stuff, but it's when you are actually doing the PID business. If there's two of you, you constitute a quorum, so you have to do that business in a public setting. So just remember, there's that line between the PID and then all the other stuff that you're going to do, you can do on your own. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So the meetings, we have to post them. So a regular meeting, 24-hour notice, we have to say the date, time, place, all of those things. If we're going to do a public hearing, it's a 7-day window that we have to do it within. The agendas have to be fairly specific. So we can't just put broad things on the agenda and kind of confuse people. Like if we do a bunch of resolutions, we just can't say resolutions. We have to list out what they are on the agenda. So that way people can look and see if they want to participate or not. So in the postings, because we do electronic meetings, we have that policy. You guys approve that. We can do it. We have to have an anchor location. So the anchor location is going to be the office in St. George for Snow Jensen. We will list the link on the agenda. That way, if people want to participate, they can either go to the anchor location or they can click on the Zoom connection. Okay. If we ever needed to have one up here, we can set it up to have a specific meeting up here if we need to. We also have to publish an annual meeting schedule. So I'm not sure if we've done that yet, but if we haven't, then you guys need to think of, we're going to do 5 meetings a year. Now, before we close, you're going to have a lot more meetings, right? But once we get past closing, there's going to be 5 times a year. So April to cover the first quarter, July cover the second, October to cover the third. Then we do a November tentative budget, a December final budget. So those will be the 5 going forward. We have to publish something. So if you guys can figure out like a day of the week, a time that's going to work for you two, we can always adjust it. We just have to post something on the open and meeting public website. So just be thinking about that.
Can somebody get us just a proposed set of dates that work for probably, I don't know who the right person is to have to do that, but.
Yeah, we can just throw something out if that's what you guys need.
Tuesdays seem to work good.
Yeah.
Tuesdays.
Look at Tuesdays at 10 a.m., you know, and just pick 5 dates and then let us just quickly check a couple things, but, and then again, we can always review the upcoming meetings and amend that, you know.
With your two's hunting schedules. Oh, sorry, Victoria. I was going to say, October, November going to be a problem.
No, again, let's just look at, get us some proposed times and then we'll obviously adjust that if need be.
Okay. Sorry, Victoria.
I was just going to mention that we'll just add it to the agenda next time and put that date on there so that we can approve it.
Okay, perfect.
That'll be great.
So getting back, you guys know we keep minutes. So we have to do a recording and then we do written minutes. The recordings we need to put on the open and meetings website within 3 days. But the official minutes are the written minutes once you guys approve them. So kind of weird that they do it that way, but the written minutes eventually become the final minutes. We can close meetings if we need to. It's probably going to be pretty rare for a PID, but say we're going to buy land for the PID. There's going to be appraisals done. You guys have anything as far as commercial, what you're doing with the development, some commercial, I guess, almost like trade secrets, what you guys are doing that we don't want others to know about. Again, on like appraisals, you know, you don't want to know what or let out what values are, those kind of things. Any litigation we can close for, that way we can talk strategy if we need to. Security, like if you guys need to put up, have any security guards, any cameras, any of those kind of things, we can go into closed for those. Any kind of criminal misconduct, if there's something going on inside the PID that we need to talk about, investigations, we can close for those. Competency, character, we can close for those kind of things. So those closed meetings, we still have to have minutes, we still have to do recordings, but they stay closed. And anything proprietary stays closed. All of those kind of business things that you guys might talk about inside those closed meetings. The only time you can open a closed meeting to release that information is by a court order. So it's pretty hard to get a closed meeting opened. Now, there's another provision. The legislature says if they want to see it, they can. But that's super rare. So typically, it's only going to be by a court order that any of the closed meetings can be open. Questions?
No, that sounds great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael. That was great. Sorry to put you on the spot like that.
No, that's okay.
If there's no other questions, we can adjourn this meeting by motion if somebody would like to make that motion.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Hand. I'll second.
Kirk, all those in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. All right, you can start.
All right. Hey, have good holidays, you guys.